T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Joined now by our friend on the BetQL guest line, Mr. John Keim. Keim, what's going on, man? How you doing, buddy?
What up, fellas? How are you?
We're doing great, man. We are doing great. Let's start big picture, and then we'll kind of drill down. You do your podcast weekly, the John Keim Report. You know this fan base. You're engaged on social media, all the places where the fans are. Are you worried that we're getting past anger and getting into apathy for Washington football fans?
Oh, I've been concerned about that for several years, because a lot of what you hear on there is just people are numb to what transpired here. And I think, you know, it's not just the losing, it's the feeling of being beaten down by things that keep happening with this organization in the past that continue to come up, obviously, like that investigation. And, you know, whether they agree with it or not, it's not even the issue. It's just that all this stuff keeps happening, and I think it beats them down. It just says, you know, then this team is losing. It's like, is it worth it anymore? So I definitely get a lot of that. And there are a lot of people that who say, you know, it's going to take more than this to get me back, you know, more than winning. But the problem is this franchise hasn't tested that belief. They don't win. So you have a team that doesn't win with all this stuff going on, and it definitely leads to apathy. I mean, like I said, this I've kind of felt like for – it's been several years.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing of it, like a lot of people say winning is not going to get them back, but they – like you said, they wouldn't know that. But also, right. like the whole investigation thing that happened and then what Roger Goodell is doing, that's out of Dan's control. That's out of Washington's
right.
control, you know. But they're going to be held liable to it. I think, you know, as JP said before, you got to do whatever you can to start winning on the field. That's the only way you'll right. know that people won't come back. Because if you start winning, I doubt if those that have been walking away will stay away.
And exactly. And I do think, like, for some people, There's a level of trust that they just don't trust this place anymore, and for in whether it's you know, for whatever their actions are, and you know, and they'll say, like, well, it takes more than winning, and I in some cases I definitely agree it takes more than winning, but again, you know, put that philosophy to the test. It's kind of like when Kirk Cousins was here, you know, you say, well, you know, it's going to take a better offer. I'm like, oh, you know, or he say, I would sign here. Well, make him an offer that forces him to either live up to that or not, and mm-hmm. they never did.
Yeah,
and
right.
So I think the same
never
thing is true
close.
Here, where, you know, you've got to win first, and then we'll see how the fans react. And give them, I mean, it's not that long ago when Robert was here, and that place was rocking.
Yep.
I mean, the fan base was energized like they hadn't been in a long time, and because they gave them a reason to believe in something. Now, since then, a lot has happened that I think has continued to erode this fan base, or at least put people on the sidelines with that apathetic feeling. But again, test them. Test that belief.
Totally. Totally. Talking with John Keim from ESPN, covers the Washington football team. You can hear him on his podcast, The John Keim Report. So, Keim, when we talk about winning, I thought it was pretty telling, Ron Rivera's comments earlier this week with the Junkies, where he kind of opened up about needing a quarterback and this team doesn't have one. And, you know, he's watching college tape every week and getting scouting reports on all these guys and also looking around the NFL. We all can have dreams of what we'd like to see happen. What do you think, what are kind of your realistic scenarios for QBs that could land here next season?
Oh, man, I think it's going to be tough because let's go over one by one. Let's say Aaron Rodgers becomes available and the Packers want to trade him because they just it's not going to work anymore. They're not going to want to trade him in the NFC, and I don't know that and I don't know if they would let him have a say at all in where he goes, because if he does, if they do, it's Denver. You know, they were close to something before. They were one of the first teams to call Green Bay before the draft, when it came out about his frustration. So I think that would be a natural landing spot. I think he has a desire to be there because of his new wife. And so, but here, why would you, if you're the Packers, if you trade him here, Washington becomes an instant contender. If you get a guy like that, like he's a major difference in that game the other day. So that, you know, so I don't think
he was the difference.
I don't think what's that?
He was the difference.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so like he automatically transforms them, and it makes it harder for the Packers and the NFC. Same with Russell Wilson. If you do that, and if he had those X number of five teams or whatever, four teams that he wanted to go to, the team that was closest to his hometown wasn't on that list. And would anything have changed in that year that would have put him there, other than maybe a couple of those teams no longer have that need? So that's another one you can take off the list. And so Deshaun Watson, don't see that. So I think that would make it hard to go get have a bombshell trade for a vet. So then you're looking at, like, the draft. And then, you know, Matt Corral, Carson Strong, guys like that, the kid Pickett from Pittsburgh. And I know right now the consensus or the feeling is, this isn't a great quarterback class. But I think I'm going to –
They always start like that.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I had a conversation for the podcast this week with Jeff Lagwell, our Broncos reporter, who does a ton of draft work. And we had the same conversation. Like, at this time of the year, last year, there are certain guys, like Mac Jones wasn't going 15 overall at this point last year, and Zach Wilson wasn't going 2 overall. Now, maybe they don't pan out a certain way, but the point is, guys tend to elevate at that position in the offseason. So that's a way. And my thought would be that if they really want a guy, that's probably how they're going to have to go and then get another veteran to come in here. And, you know, whether it's the Teddy Bridgewater types or someone like that to guide them. And Bridgewater would be probably really good in that role as far as a mentor type that they were hoping they could get out of Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I just think that that's probably the way it ends up going, unless there's another quarterback that becomes available that we don't anticipate, whether it's Baker Mayfield or someone like that. I don't know. But short of that, I think that's the way they go. Don't you?
Do you think, like, I hear this a lot. Like,
yeah.
If Aaron Rodgers came here, we're a contender. Do you truly believe that? Because when I look at this football team, I look at more than just a quarterback being the problem.
Oh, I do too. But when I look at that quarterback, he kind of elevates and negates some of those problems. I mean, you know, I think the difference that he can make, yeah, I do think he puts him in that conversation. And now, to what level? Would they be better than the Rams or something like that? I don't know. But they're certainly a heck of a lot better because of the importance of that position. And there are throws that he can make that we see getting knocked down here that aren't knocked down by him. And it's, whether it's, you know, so I do think he can make, and, you know, and maybe I'm overstating his value, but I'm not sure that I am, because, you know, you look at, like, the Packers were banged up the other day. Their offensive line was missing a few starters. Now, I know Devontae Adams is phenomenal, and I think the running game is very good, but I also think a lot of that comes from Aaron Rodgers and some of the plays that he can make. And, you know, so I think it makes your defense better. I think, you know, watch the Chiefs. Like, you look at the Chiefs in that game 2 weeks ago, their defense is terrible. And yet, you get the sense that they had such a high level of confidence because of the guy at quarterback. Now they're kind of struggling now, but, you know, so I think it does transform them to a certain level. I mean, do you not agree, Mitch?
Well, the reason I say that is because the team that we're talking about those guys having a success against when they have everything bad around them is Washington. You get what I'm trying to say to you? So I don't think it's just the quarterback. I think it's the whole – the whole kit and caboodle where these guys understand him. He's been with them for a long time. So, yes, he can make plays. Walking into a new situation like this, I don't know if it just automatically translates from one team to the next.
And I understand that, because there is a level of comfort. Like when you watch the Packers receivers, it's almost like in sync. The minute he leaves that pocket, they are instantly reacting a certain way because they know. So that stuff takes a little bit of time, no doubt. But I think his ability as a quarterback certainly puts them in a certain spot. I mean, it makes them a heck of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying there. There is that. And you know, to be honest, like he's been with one team, one franchise. Who knows really what it would be, but then you watch a guy like Tom Brady, what he did with Tampa. Now, Tampa had...
They're loaded.
Fantastic receivers. Yes. Exactly. And so it's not necessarily the same thing, but let's play this out a little bit. What if they got him and then Devontae Adams is a free agent?
Oh, boy.
So you got to sign him and Devontae Adams. I think you're going to lose some of those four
defensive linemen. You're going to lose a defensive lineman, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one that you're going to say, you know, but that Packers front was missing a lot of guys the other day. You know, they didn't have Za'Darius Smith. They didn't have Preston Smith. I mean, so, you know, they had Kenny Clark up in the middle. And now, you know, so I think he can overcome some of that. Now, does that make him – are they a top four Super Bowl contender? No. But I think they're certainly in that conversation where, you know, if they got in the playoffs with an Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, now we're really playing fantasy football right now. But you know,
I think we look at it like that, then now we're expecting this team to go out there and pay two premium salaries, which they don't normally want to do. I see them paying a quarterback, but I don't see them paying a receiver too.
If you want to bring fans back, that's what you probably end up doing. Again, none of this is going to happen, so it doesn't matter. but it is like, you know, we may have sold five tickets for them just on the conversation alone.
I mean, seriously, Kim, you're right. If they get Rodgers and Adams, the place will be packed. But I'm not exactly expecting it. Let's talk specifically this weekend about...
And it might be Bob Rodgers and Tim Adams that they end up getting, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Kenny Rogers. We were talking about him yesterday. We're talking with John Kime from ESPN, covers the Washington football team. Now, we throw the term must-win around pretty loose. This is absolutely a must-win, especially going into a bye. There's a huge difference between 3-5 and 2-6. Kime, what do they need to do better this weekend in Denver? Kind of besides the obvious of not fall down 4 inches short of the goal line, like we obviously be better in the red zone. What do they need to do, and what are they facing in a pretty good Broncos defense?
Well, it's a good Broncos defense, except that they're banged up. And I would expect Von Miller to play, but they're missing like multiple linebackers. You know, they've had issues in the secondary with safety. So I think it can be a good defense, but it's not what we thought it was going to be. You know, it kind of sounds similar. But I think they have their issues. Offensively, I'm pounding that ball again, and you know, I don't always sound like Chris Russell. You got to run the ball 80 times, but I do think like that's a way for them to get out of it. And I would continue to use Heineke's legs as a weapon. And they had some design quarterback runs the other day. Whether he had the option, I would continue that. Defensively, I think you have to hope that you continue to play the same way you did. Now the harder part this week will be that Jerry Jeudy will probably play, and that's a major, major boost for that Broncos offense, because he is a fantastic route runner, great hands. He is a major weapon. So I think you have to make sure that you don't give up several big plays. I mean, but I think offensively, I think they're vulnerable on the ground, especially.
We went into this season with the defense as like they're going to lead the way. And obviously they have not. What do you think is the major problem? I mean, I know we could blame it all. We try to blame it all on the defensive line because oh, they got all first rounders. But hell, I haven't seen much play from any part of the defense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I actually think the defensive line has been better the last few games. So, you know, I think when you watch them, they look like they're doing a better job of being more in sync than they were early in the year. So I kind of like where they're trending. Where you still have issues is in that secondary. And it's, I mean, I love Cam Curl. I think he does a really nice job. And but I think that on the outside, they have had their issues. And I think William Jackson clearly is still adjusting to what they're asking him to do. I think at linebacker, I think the ideal thing for them, if they when they really want to when they when this defense takes the next step, I think it'll be because Damon Davis has developed enough to play more full time ahead of Cole Holcomb inside, and then bumping Cole Holcomb to the outside where he's a more natural position for him, and keeping Landon Collins in the role he's in. So I think those things can help, but the corner play has to be more consistent. And, you know, and especially like in a game like Sunday, you're not facing. Now, I think Teddy can be a decent quarterback, but he's not Rodgers, he's not Mahomes, he's not, you know, Herbert or Allen. So you've got to do a better job. And, like, those quarterbacks were able to stick in some throws, even if it looked like he was covered. They were getting the ball in there. You know, you can't give up those easy open plays. You can't whiff on jam attempts, et cetera. So that's where, to me, there's been too much inconsistency. And then, obviously, the breakdowns, which is sometimes a guy, like, not covering. You know, Damon Davis last week had the touchdown pass against the tight end where – and he knew it instantly after the play, but he's got to be outside. He's got to get outside in that look because the help is inside. So play to your help. And you don't. The best defense is, to me, B mentioned the secondary, they play to their help. And I don't always see that here.
Mm-hmm. John?
Certainly you don't see that here.
No.
Kime, thank you very much, man. We always appreciate the time. Everybody check out the John Kime Report, and you can follow him on Twitter as well. I will see you in a few minutes. I'm here in Ashburn. I'm guessing you're in the parking lot.
Awesome, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
That is John Kime. We got callers. Time to talk to them. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll talk to Sean Watson. We'll talk emails. And we'll talk your thoughts going into Denver. That Jerry Jeudy thing concerns me, B. I don't know about you. We'll dive into all of it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This song that's playing right now is a really good example of why not everything has to be redone. Because the original version of this song is great, and this version is terrible. So I just thought I should point that out, Landfill.
Oh, boy.
Got plenty of calls. We got Ahmet texting us hypothetical trades. We got it all going Wednesday, 11:30. I want to go right to the phones. I got Barry in Chantilly, has been on hold for a while. Barry, what's up, man? You are on the Gambit DC listener lines with B. Mitch and Phil.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
Good. I just want to call in. I think you have to make the trade for Deshaun Watson, if at all possible, no matter what. You know, there was some comments earlier that was comparing this situation to, like, Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger, and I know it's not necessarily apples to apples, but I think when you look at what the NFL did in that situation, Big Ben got 4 games for what his allegations against him for. And, you know, if you miss 4 games with Deshaun Watson, but you get the next 10 years of MVP-caliber play, I mean, it's a no-brainer, even if it's worst-case scenario because times have changed and it's a year. You still get, you know, the later half of your career with, again, an MVP caliber quarterback. In my opinion, this situation really seems sort of like a a Drew Brees, you know, leaving San Diego after a shoulder injury, you could have, you know, a large section of an MVP caliber, a Super Bowl, or not Super Bowl, but a Hall of Fame career with a guy, and it answers your biggest question mark going forward, and you don't have to worry about it for the next, you know, at least 8 years. It's worth the risk, in my opinion.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you for the call, Barry. Appreciate you, man. And Barry seemed like a pretty rational dude there. It's entirely possible that a suspension comes down. Or, I mean, we don't know what will happen, but the possibilities, it's a very broad spectrum.
Everything you do is risk and reward. The reward is, I think, worth the risk. Or the risk is worth the reward of what you could possibly get compared to what you've been getting.
It's damn near impossible to find franchise quarterbacks. They don't come on the market very often. There's one out there. And if the answer is, oh, they've changed the culture, you can't go backwards on this. The business office and all that, like everything that was going on beyond the football team, they fired all those people. Like, I mean, they everybody's gone. They've overhauled it. So don't conflate the business culture, the culture of the executives that were slimy. Don't conflate that with the football culture, mm-hmm. because the football culture is losing.
And that needs to
losing
change too.
On the field. And you know what? The fastest track for that to change is with a quarterback.
With a QB.
That's the fastest track. That's not the only way. That's not the only thing. But it is the fastest track by a long stretch.
You know, there's a lot of people. Like,
I was listening to
the Junkies as well. And there were people calling in saying, no, you can't. You can't do this. But you know what? It's about sitting butts in the seats. And I would ask those people that were calling in saying, oh, you can't do that. Are you going to the games now sitting in the seats? So if you're not going and you're not going to come anyway, then they're probably not talking to you. They probably wouldn't be trying to get you there anymore. But there's a lot of people that would go there if that dude is your quarterback.
And there's probably plenty of people that won't go at first and say that they're disgusted or angry or whatever. But if they start winning, they'll be there.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
You know how many people told me they were going to get rid of their season tickets if they ever dropped the team name?
And how many people still have them?
I mean, I bet it's about the same amount, honestly. There's all these people always threaten to never come to games again. You know what's driving people away from games? Losing.
Losing. It's just like when you vote. You say, I'm not voting for this person. Once you go inside that little booth, you vote for who you want. Nobody knows. Just like you can say what you want in front of people, and then you go buy those tickets. Hey, we don't know if you're going to the game or not. We're not sitting next to you.
Let's go to Sean in Denver on line one. Sean, but what's Denver. Up, man? You are on the Gambit DC listener lines.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, so I just wanted to say real quick, I listen to you guys every morning while I'm working here at home. I love the show and the fact that I'm able to keep plugged into the team, even though I'm not in the DMV area. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it. So with Watson, I think really just my first knee-jerk reaction was to be against trading for him. You know, as a father and a husband, my first thoughts were like, it'd be real hard for me to support this guy right now with the allegations that are out there. But I think I'm kind of changing my tune a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still a little wary about it. But right now, it's still only allegations. I'm all about innocent until proven guilty. And so I guess what I'm saying is if there's a way to go get him, then just do it. I mean, everything that's happened with this franchise over the last 30 years tells me it probably won't work out. But I mean, at this point, a bold move is probably exactly what this franchise needs to go for.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, brother.
Thank you for the call, Sean. B. Mitch, I should let you know that Professor Logan Paulson is walking by right now. I mean, he's got a suit on. I mean, B. Mitch says, what's up, Professor? You can come over here and join us if you want. Yeah, come right now. All right, we're going to have an impromptu session with Logan Paulson. Let me get a mic out here. But, you know, Bimich, it's interesting with all this stuff. I don't think it's going to happen, right? Uh-huh. I don't see it actually happening. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't. I do want to ask, we're going to put him on the spot here. But based on some very, very, very relaxed scouting of Kenny Pickett yesterday, B-Mitch, I think we were both way more impressed than we planned on. Mm-hmm. Look, go ahead and talk in there, see if they can hear you.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, we got
B, you got him?
Yeah, we got him.
Oh, nice.
So what, we got Logan Paulson joining us, Professor Logan Paulson.
You got a radio show in a box.
Yeah, that's right. I think so. I wear a suit and tie when I have to be on TV, which is 3 times a week, and that's it.
And
then my wedding, which was the other time.
We'll go on the field for you. How did they beat Denver?
So, you know, this is interesting. If you would ask me this question 2 weeks ago, I would have said they're going to be in a lot of trouble in terms of beating Denver. However, I do think that at the moment, this defense is playing much, much, much better. I think Bridgewater for them is struggling. He's turning the football over. He's putting it in harm's way. They do have a lot of weapons offensively, but because the facilitator of that offense is struggling a little bit, I think the defense is going to be able to go toe for toe. I think the area that you get a little concerned about as a fan of the Washington football team is the offense. Obviously, they showed some flashes last week. I like the game Scott Turner called. He had some stuff that was really outstanding. I think, you know, Heinicke sometimes kind of plays off script, which is good and can also be bad. Like on the 4th and 2, he kind of left the ball, left the play on the field there, and I think that's probably frustrating for the coordinator. But which version of Taylor Heinicke do you get? Do you get this gunslinger playmaker? Because really this offense goes as far as he's willing to take them, or he's capable of taking them, and he's shown an ability to make some plays, but obviously has some limitations.
When you look at him, though, Logan, I mean, I look at the offense sometimes, and in certain games where he seems to be motivated, some extra stuff get him, he plays. But when it's not that, he doesn't play. So
yeah.
I don't see the motivation with Denver. If they're not a fan there, you don't have nobody, he slept on their couch, where does the motivation come from? I'm being honest, because we saw what he's done in certain games.
I think one of the things, one of the reasons he struggled, you know, 2 weeks ago is because he was trying to be too perfect. And I'm hoping that Scott Turner, this offensive coaching staff, have kind of said, you know, we can't make him the perfect football player. We can't make him the perfect quarterback in 2 weeks. Let's live with the good that he brings and let's live with the bad. So you're going to get a lot more up and down with his game, but I think you're going to lead to more big plays like we saw against Green Bay. I thought you saw Heinicke, who was kind of unbridled and running around, doing stuff a little off script, a little off schedule, and I thought Scott Turner did a good job of playing to his strength. You saw a little bit more keeper, a little bit more move passing game that allowed him to run the football if nothing was there. Also, they sprinkled in some zone read, which fired me up a little bit, speak to that running skill set that he's got. And, you know, I thought that was enough to kind of give the offense some juice, and I'd like to see that again this week. You know, Denver's going to have a week of seeing this more mobile running Taylor Heinicke to kind of to prepare and make a game plan for that. But I think it brings some life to this offense that isn't there if Heinicke's just a pure passer. So I'm excited about that, even though he has no motivation to kind of, you know.
The thing that really gets me, though, and it's a skeptical side of me, why the hell it took them so long to play to his strengths every game? Why do you have to get to week 7 and him having terrible games to get back to that? You know, because I said it at the beginning of the season. If he's not running, he's not special by no stretch of the imagination. But if he runs, and then he puts himself in harm's way. But he seems to be protecting himself. So what takes him so long?
Yeah, I think there's always that worry, that fear as an offensive coaching staff that, like, if it's not him and he gets hurt, like, what do you have? You go to Kyle Allen. And I know, you know, you've already lost a quarterback of the season. You're on your second string quarterback already. And I think there is this kind of this bias to force quarterbacks to play in a very specific way, to make them play, to play in a conventional style. And I think it's really hard for offensive coordinators to kind of branch out from that. And I'm glad that they're doing it because I think the offense is better for it.
Talking with Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end. You can see him on Washington Football Today a couple times a week. You can hear him right here on 106.7 The Fan doing pregame every Sunday. I want to switch gears. Ron Rivera earlier this week was on with the Junkies, and Ron was pretty honest about the organization needs a quarterback.
Right.
He's watching tape of college kids.
Yep.
They're looking around the NFL. They recognize the hole at the game's most important position. I don't know that you've been able to deep dive in the way you break down film and everything into college kids, but are there any quarterbacks out there you like that you find interesting?
Well, you're not wrong. I haven't started college yet, but from what I've read and what I've heard, they've all kind of underperformed a little bit, which I'm sure is a little which is a little bit scary for a lot of these quarterback needy teams, right? But there are ways to kind of make sure that you get good people. They're going to have much more draft capital next year. Maybe they can get by with a guy who's less than perfect and kind of flush out this roster offensively some more. They draft a true number two, number one wide receiver, a game changer at the position, another offensive lineman, and this offense all of a sudden looks much different, and it has some infrastructure, some scaffolding to support a player who might be 2 or 3 years away.
And then one more quick one for you, Logan. Do you think Mitch Trubisky or Marcus Mariota could have a second career kind of Tannehill-style renaissance?
I think that's a really good question. I think the situation has to be right for those guys. I don't think you can go as the Washington football team and say, hey, we need a quarterback. Those guys are available. They showed some talent. Like, they are not good enough to elevate a bad team the way like a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning or one of those iconic Drew Brees even quarterbacks are. They are, you know, kind of like a little bit worse than Kirk Cousins, right? They need a support system around them in order to perform it.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A high level. So I think, like we talked about, maybe you say we got some draft picks next year, we reinvest in the O-line, we get some more skill guys, we get better in that group, and then you say this offense now can support a player like Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, and I don't think that would be a terrible idea as long as they continue to improve offensively.
Logan Paulson joining us from the Washington football team, former tight end here. Tell everybody where to find you on Instagram.
Logan_Paulson82. I did a breakdown of some of the stuff from the Green Bay game, and I try to stay on top of that as much as I can. So.
And I'm sure you're launching that Twitter handle any one of these days, right?
I'm scared, man. I've told you before, like, you're a brave man being on Twitter.
You're a giant dude.
Hey,
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You played in the
Logan,
NFL for a decade. There, you can survive right. Twitter.
It'll help you have the opportunity to make more money, I'm telling you.
That is correct.
Money talks, man. I'm not
all right. Thank you to Logan for joining us. Everybody petition. Start a hashtag. Get Logan on Twitter. Thank you, buddy. When we come back, we're going to do real or fake with Cody Betts. But I got to tell you, Shapey Finley.
Welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley, JP out at the practice facilities of the Washington football team. I'm down here, Half Street, the studio.
Landfill had me muted because I was rapping, B.
Well, he said you wasn't there, so I just started talking.
Yeah, I had you muted because you weren't talking, so we just had B. Mitch go.
So, I just wanted...
I was dropping bars.
Well, I'm going to make a... I want to let you know that I just found some new spoons for the hot sauce contest.
Oh, big boys?
They're not real big. They're just more of a soup spoon instead of that little plastic thing. It's still plastic, but it's a little deeper.
See, I don't know that we really need to be ingesting more hot sauce, but, you know, whatever works.
Hey,
man.
Hey, stop sitting up here because you've had to do it. I mean, just pick better. I mean, you're the guy that's been undefeated lately. You should not have a problem. You shouldn't be worried about it.
I am hot. Who was on the Braves last night, Cody? Tell them.
America.
No, America was on Houston. That's why the system led me to Atlanta. And my Braves, we're going to talk about this later, but my Braves have a 1-0 lead in the World Series. Cody, let's get to real or fake, though, buddy.
All righty, here we go. Real or fake, I will provide a few headlines. You guys will try to determine whether they are real or fake headlines.
Oh, boy.
The first one. Missing hiker ignored calls from rescuers because it was an unknown number.
I could see that, honestly. I think that's real, which is embarrassing.
All right, you guys both going real on that one?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Next one. Colorado daycare owner gets 6 years in prison after dozens of toddlers found hidden behind fake wall in basement.
How many years he got?
Six.
Just 6 years for hiding toddlers behind a wall. I'm going to go.
What, was he running like a fake daycare or something?
Looks like the daycare owner was permitted to have six kids and end up having,
more.
A ton more.
I can see that happening.
I hate that guy and hope he does 100 years in prison, but I think that's true.
I go real.
Alrighty, next one. Florida gator hunter finds cooler with human leg inside.
This is a Cody Betts special.
Sound real, but I'm going fake.
If this dude's in the Everglades hunting for gators, I honestly think they're legit could just be legs flopping around.
Who put his leg in the cooler?
Lost a leg to a gator.
Who put his leg in the cooler is what I'm wondering.
Hey, there might be more coolers around Florida with other body parts.
I think it's real. I don't know why, but I think it's real.
All right.
Alrighty, next one. West Park puppy theft leads to shootout caught on camera.
Bam, that's real. I saw that.
Well, I'll say real. What is that? Somebody stole a dog, so they
got
shot?
Somebody stole his puppy, and it was a shootout. Serious shootout.
I should have known B. Mitch would have seen every video on the internet. Dogs. Alright, next one.
Listen, if it's a video that hits Instagram, B. Mitch has seen it.
Yeah, I'll leave those out from now on. All right, next one. Dolphins deliberately get high on puffer fish nerve toxins by carefully chewing and passing them around.
Dolphins? Like the Miami Dolphins or the actual fish?
The actual
mammal,
fish?
Whatever it is.
The actual animal.
Oh, so they thinking if they think, oh, we're going to get high, let's puff puff pass. That's what they're doing. They're doing the puff puff pass.
Yeah, dolphins are doing that with puffer fish.
I am saying that's fake. I do not believe dolphins are getting stoned on.
I go fake too.
All righty. Final one here. We've got convicted sheriff gives thumbs up review on jail he ran.
Hold on. So I understand this correct.
The sheriff was convicted.
My man, the sheriff, is.
He's convicted of something.
But he runs the jail?
He used to.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it.
All righty. Let's go back through them here on Real or Fake. We've got missing hiker ignored calls from rescuers because it was an unknown number. That one was real.
Uh-huh. We both had it.
The next one we've got Colorado.
Morons in the world.
Colorado daycare owner gets 6 years in prison after dozens of toddlers found hidden behind fake wall in basement. That one is real, and it's terrifying.
Yep. We got real.
Yeah, I hope that guy goes to prison.
Forever.
Like, forever.
The next one. Florida gator hunter finds cooler with human leg inside. That one is a made-up special. I thought JP would go for it here, being Florida,
B-Mitch
being a cooler. B-Mitch sniffed it out.
Yeah, I mean, Cody designed a play to trick me, and it worked. Congratulations, buddy.
All righty. Next one. We've got West Park. Puppy theft leads the shootout caught on camera. Beamish sniffed that one out, too. He said that one was real because he saw it.
Yep, we got that.
All right. Next one. We've got Dolphins deliberately get
Beamish
high.
Win in the week?
Yeah, so far. Dolphins deliberately get high.
I already won, JP, because that's the only one we had different.
Puffer fish, nerve toxins by carefully chewing and passing them around.
No, I think we're high. We're different on this.
No, we both said false on this one.
Oh, yeah. This has got to be fake.
This one's actually real.
Real?
Yep. Dolphins are weird.
Wow, so this is it's a
dolphins
smart animal.
Are just getting stoned on puffer fish?
Yeah, just living the life.
But they know exactly when to pass it.
I've often wondered, like, who was the first human that started just smoking plants, right? Like, how did that person figure out, oh, if I smoke this one, I get stoned? Who's the first dolphin that knew to start smoking puffer fish?
Flipper.
I have no idea. The next one and the last one. We've got convicted sheriff. Gives thumbs up review for the jail he used to run. That one's real.
We both
in Alabama.
Real. So JP, I won.
I said real. I said real on that one,
dude. I know you said real. The only one we were opposite on, I won. You lost. Do you not figure that out?
Yeah, I get it. Hash rosin lungs. On Twitter says, the dolphin one is real, bro. Take it from a stoner. So, there you have it. The dolphin one is real,
My question is, the dolphin.
We have Nate.
How does the Dolphin really know when to say, okay, I'm getting rid of this now? I mean, I let me pass some on to my friend, save a little bit for my friend. I don't get it.
It's a weird world. It's a weird world. Quick break here when we return. Let's get an update on Washington football team injuries. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of World Series. Plus, Nate Davis joins the program at 12:30. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.